Como in Le Training. I am JDIA, and we're a variety show, changes topics every week. And this week, you're here for some science, and I'm really excited because it's like a whole new series I'm going to be doing of sexual reproduction. I did an episode last time about mitosis, which is like when your cells replicate in your body and they're pretty much just like clones of themselves. And yeah, that's what happens when you have skin cells, you know, skin dies, you get new skin, blah, 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 regeneration. And that is done through mitosis. So one of the things that almost every single animal in the animal kingdom and plants and mushrooms, if you can imagine it, except rocks, if you can imagine it, they do it. And that's sex. And in order to have sex, you have to have gametes. In humans, those are eggs. You know, ladies got the eggs and the fellas got the sperm. And both of those things combined help us make a new human. And since this whole season I'm going to be doing more biology type of stuff about our bodies, I figured, oh my god, let's do one about a fucking baby being born, bitch. Because I know some of us probably know, I mean, it's pretty basic, right? You have sex, the sperm touches the egg, and then the egg turns into a baby. But like what's going on in between before and after? Like, what is that whole entire process like? And I'm really interested in exploring in the future, like, what is happening once the sperm is and the egg are like finally formed, and what is the journey of the sperm? Because there is a misconception that the first sperm that gets to the egg is the one that fertilizes it, but apparently that's not it. And I'm really interested in learning more about that, because it too have that misconception that, oh yeah, it's the first sperm, but there's a lot I don't understand, especially when it comes to, like, I know sperm got to swim, but, like, do you ever think, like, are sperm, like, alive? Like, are they, like animals? Like, do they have, like, eyes? Because they're wiggling around. Like, bitch, why are you wiggling? Like, what's going on there? Like, are you a bacteria? Like, what is happening? And, like, eggs. Like, so what? Eggs don't wiggle? Like, are they wiggling inside the fallopian tubes? Like, I don't know. So all that stuff is really interesting. And, of course, like, the development of a baby. Like, bitch, not to get this whole abortion talk, but this whole, like, when the heartbeat starts, when the brain forms, all that stuff, it's so interesting. And I really just want to explore those little things that happen in our bodies that maybe you don't really think about, you know? So that's going to be the next series. I don't know how many episodes are going to be. I don't know what exactly I'm going to cover, but I do know that today we're going to be talking about meiosis, which is the prepping of your body, getting ready to have a baby. And yeah, then I'm definitely going to do one about, like, what happens inside the body when you have sexual relations and the development stages of a baby. And bitch, I might even throw in birth in there, because dude, some of you don't even know what happens during birth. Do you know the vagina opens 10 centimeters? I mean, I'm sure everybody does, but still, 10 centimeters, you guys, that's pretty big. So it's really interesting, because I wonder, like, how does the body fucking just open up that big of a hole? Like, that's just so cool. I don't know. So we'll see, but that's going to be the next series coming up. But today we're going to be talking about meiosis, and I'm just going to cover how it's similar to mitosis, how it happens, and what happens when there's a wrong number of chromosomes in your body. The process of meiosis is going to cover a lot of the mitosis episode that I did. So please make sure you listen to that episode, because I probably went more in depth with it, because this one's going to be a little bit less in depth, just because there's a lot more happening in this process that I just don't have time to cover mitosis again. But instead of making a clone like mitosis, meiosis is going to create two cells that are completely different from one another, which is completely different from mitosis, which is just copying it. Meiosis is going to completely change it and make it unrecognizable to the last one, which is good because you don't want no incest babies or nothing like that. And the way that mitosis happens is inside of your reproductive cells, which are very different from your normal cells that are living like on your skin and your heart, your brain, and all that stuff. You might know these reproductive cells as a sperm and an egg. In the scientific term, they're called gametes. And a gamete just carries genes from one generation to the next. And gametes are really are different because they carry a smaller amount of DNA than your normal cells. So the reproductive cells, the gametes, the sperm and the egg, they're found in your gonads. And your gonads are, of course, for women, the ovary. So you're going to find a little egg, and then the sperm is going to be in the testes for males. These cells are very different because normally we have 46 chromosomes in our body. Now, in mitosis, I described DNA as like a word, and a chromosome is a sentence, okay? So chromosomes, you might know them as like XXXY. And that's because when DNA crunches up and gets put away all nice and neat in its little suitcase, it makes the shape of an X. And that's a chromosome. So when I say chromosome, I really mean DNA. It's just a different word for the same thing. And we have 46 chromosomes in our cells. So our skin cells, our heart cells, our brain cells has 46 chromosomes. But the gametes, the sperm and the egg, they only have 23. And that's really, 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 really important because when you be making a baby, 23 plus 23 equals 46. So that's a good number because you can't have 46 chromosomes combining with 46 other chromosomes because then your baby's going to have fucking 92. All right, and babies don't have 92 chromosomes, okay? And the way that the sperm and the egg get this amount of chromosomes is through the process of meiosis. And it's going to explain how we go from 46 to 23 because all cells start off as 46. Like, they have to. I mean, like, that's like in your body, for your body to function. It needs to have that many, okay? So let's create this scenario, since this whole series is about making a baby. I know this is a homosexual podcast, but I'm going to have to be a little heterosexual in the next couple of weeks to make this episode make sense, okay? So please bear with me. So in this scenario, I'm going to have a man and a woman, and they're going to be making a baby, okay? The only way these people are going to make a baby is through the process of meiosis, all right? We'll get into the sex and all that stuff later, okay? So you guys just stay tuned. I'll try to do a little sexy episode, a little sex voice. Pretty much before your cells even get ready to become sperm and eggs, they got to duplicate themselves, okay? They got to make more. So there's going to be a process that's called interphase, which is just going to happen right before the cells are going to be split. And so inside your little cell, the DNA is like, you know what, girl, we need more. All right, let's unzip. Everyone, get out of your chromosome suitcases. Everyone, take your clothes off and let's duplicate. So then these chromosomes are duplicating, all right? And then once they duplicate, they're like, all right, good, guys. There's two of us now. Everyone, go back to your suitcase. So now all the chromosomes, now pretty much instead of 46, you do have 92 because they all just duplicated themselves, okay? But don't worry, that's a good thing, okay? So it's okay that you have that many because it's about to split two more times. And the process that's about to happen is going to be called meiosis 1 and meiosis 2. And pretty much that's just because the egg is going to split itself twice. So it's going to go through the same thing twice. So as you guys know, when you have a baby, You get half your DNA from your mom, half from your dad. These cells from your mom and your dad, when they go through that little process of interphase where they duplicate all the DNA and stuff, during meiosis one, they're going to start, when they're in their little chromosome fucking suitcases or whatever, they're going to start to move, okay? Now, inside of this germ egg, I explained it in mitosis, but what's going to happen is these two Spider-Man, if you remember my little Spider-Man analogy, are going to go to the separate sides of the egg, okay? It's going to be two Spider-Man, one on the left, one on the right. It's going to spring out its web, make these little microtubules, these little strings that are going to start enveloping the egg, and it's going to grab these little chromosomes and rip them apart, okay? So, while Spider-Man is getting into position, winding up his web, which, side note, did you know the real Spider-Man, like, his web is, like, not in his body? That's fucking crazy, okay? I grew up with the Tobey Maguire one where he was, like, some genetic experiment, but anyway. So, I guess Peter Parker is loading up his little web machine in this little meiosis example, and while it's loading up, the little chromosomes, the mom and the dad, one last time are like, all right, guys, like, we're about to split up again, but let me tell you, let's have one more night of passion. So the cool thing that these chromosomes do is they actually swap DNA as they're getting into position. So in mitosis, the chromosomes are going to line up straight down the middle, and the Spider-Man webs are going to grab these chromosomes by the X's and rip them apart. But in meiosis one, that's not going to happen. So in meiosis one, when these chromosomes are lining up, they're lining up in the middle, but they're also going to find their like partner. Okay. So the dad chromosome is going to find the mommy chromosome, and then they're going to kiss, and then they're going to switch out DNA, and then they're going to do that with each other. And they're going to do that randomly, okay? So if like each X was like a person, like the dad would switch his shoes with the mom, and the mom would switch her necklaces with the dad. And then another pair of chromosomes, they might switch pants, and then the other pair of chromosomes might switch shirts. I don't know, bitch. But this random switching and crossing over of DNA is what makes people very, very unique and makes it very important for us to be like healthy adults, because these chromosomes need to be able to randomize its DNA to make a very different type of person, okay? It's important for your body type diversity in its offspring, because it makes more offspring when there is a diverse pool of DNA, okay? So that's all happening in your body. So Spider-Man, he's done, all right? He loaded up his little things, his little webs, and now he's like, all right, chromosomes, spread them. So these chromosomes are going to line up side by side in the middle, a daddy on the left and a mommy on the right, and they're going to line up, and guess what? The Spider-Man on the left is going to take the daddies to the left, and then the Spider-Man on the right is going to take the mommy chromosomes to the right. And now you have two new eggs with 46 daddy chromosomes with a little mommy in it, and another egg with mommy chromosomes with some daddy mixed up into it, okay? Now, but that's not it, all right? There's still more, okay? There's no more. Now, that egg, each one, the daddy chromosome and the mommy chromosome, that needs to split again. And that's because earlier I mentioned that chromosome, that cells typically have 46 chromosomes. And in gametes, the sperm and the egg, they only have 23. They can't have 46, okay? Because they need to combine with another one, so it needs to have 23 to equal 46. And I know math is not my strong suit, but it's like they're easy numbers. It's 23, 46. It's not that hard. So those two eggs are going to split again, and pretty much the same process is going to happen again in meiosis two, only this time, instead of those chromosomes like mixing up DNA and like switching it up, they're not going to do that because, I mean, the daddy's with the daddies and the mommy's with the mommy, so like you're not going to do it with your with yourself. Like, that's fucking weird. So the daddy chromosomes and the mommy chromosomes are just going to line up down the middle, and each one of those eggs is going to have a Spider-Man on the left, a Spider-Man on the right, that is going to rip these chromosomes in half. And that's really important because you're going to get 23. So the daddy chromosomes are going to line up down the middle in the egg. The mommy chromosomes are going to line up the middle of their egg, and then they're going to be ripped apart. And when they're ripped apart, you're going to have four eggs, each one with 23 chromosomes. Can you believe it? So if you're a man, that means that you would have four new sperm cells with all completely different amounts of DNA. You know, some of those sperm cells might have more mommy than daddy, and that's what makes our cells so awesome and so randomized and so cool, and why two brothers or two sisters or even sometimes twins may look slightly different. And it's because you're getting these inherited traits that are mixed and mashed and fucking separated, bitch. Like, you're getting a random ass assortment of DNA, which makes you look completely different. You might be thinking, what about identical twins? All right, identical twins, that's another story. I'm going to save that for when I talk about the fertilization of eggs, all right? That's not for today. So pretty much, that's what happens in a man. Now, not a man, a male, I'm sorry. I'm just so stuck on the binary. Now, females that have eggs instead of sperm, they're not going to have four eggs, okay? Only males have four sperm from that little process. The cool thing about meiosis in females is that whenever these chromosomes are splitting, there's always going to be one of those gametes. So one of those eggs is going to be bigger than the other ones. Out of the four eggs that form from those cells, like splitting up and mixing up with each other, only one of them is going to become an egg, which is so cool. But that only happens in humans. So in some plants, they're used as like food for the plant. I think some animals like do have four eggs. I think it just really depends on the animal. But humans are special in the way that whenever they're doing this whole meiosis thing, instead of getting four, they only get one. That's so cool. Let me tell you, like, the female body is actually pretty interesting. It's actually very amazing. So that's a really cool fun fact if you didn't know that. So now you have these gametes, you have the sperms, and you have the egg. Now you're ready to combine them, okay? Now, I said that this episode was not going to be about the fertilization of an egg, and I was being serious. But what I did want to say is that this process of splitting up the eggs ideally works in the way that I mentioned earlier, where you're going to have the four sperm and the one egg with 23 chromosomes. But that's not always the case. You know, humans aren't perfect. You know, this is happening all the time. Like, I don't know. I think there's like a billion or fucking at least a million fucking sperm. Anyway, whenever this process happens, there are some times where there are more chromosomes in one of the gametes, either in a sperm or an egg, to where when they form, you might have a child that has an extra set of chromosomes. Like, the most common one that everyone knows is probably Down syndrome, and that's because you can like visibly see when somebody has Down syndrome, and that is because they have an extra chromosome. But there are also other cases of people having extra chromosomes that doesn't really interfere with any of their body. Like, you couldn't tell that they had like an extra chromosome or whatever. So that's the interesting thing about the human body, is that it it does have these variations, and these processors aren't always foolproof. I mean, most of the time they are. I mean, you have to think about the amount of people that are born with a 46 sets of chromosomes. It's pretty, on average, pretty, you know, makes up the majority, right? So your bodies are pretty much doing it right every single time. But, you know, sometimes just things happen in the body where it makes variations. And it's also why there's no, like, interspecies animals. Like, this is why you can't have, like, I've been watching Avatar lately. And one of the Crash Course videos that I watched prior to making this video, they use the phrase turtle ducks, which, let me tell you, turtle ducks are so cute, and they're in Avatar The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra, and it's one of my favorite things. I actually just finished watching. I had to literally stop myself from watching Korra to record this episode, you guys. That's how much I procrastinate everything in my life. But those type of animals could never exist because turtles and ducks have very different amounts of chromosomes. I tried to Google it. I could not fucking find it, bitch. Like, this one thing says it's like 2N equals 18 minus 60, bitch. The fuck does that even fucking mean, you dumb bitch? Oh, it made me so mad, you guys. Like, I hate Google. Anyway, from what I could see, it looks like snapping turtles have 52 chromosomes, and it says, like, that the mallard duck has 80 chromosomes. Jesus Christ. So that varying amount of chromosomes makes it impossible for those two animals to ever have children, because how are you going to have children when one of the animals only needs 50 and the other one needs 80? That's just not going to happen. So that's another reason why you don't have these crazy interspecies things, you know? I'm not entirely sure how things work when it comes to, like, ligers and all of that stuff, or even, like, donkeys. But even, like, donkeys, I don't think that donkeys can have donkey babies. Like, I think that you make a donkey by however you do that with, like, a horse and, I don't know, a fucking pig or something, and then you get a donkey. I don't think that you can do that. You can't, two donkeys can't have a fucking baby together. You know, I don't think that that can happen. But who knows? Let me know, bitch. I fucking have an email. You guys can email me. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me you love me. Say anything. homointrainingpodcast@gmail.com. So that is this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it made sense. If not, please listen to the mitosis and re-listen to this one, because I cover the actual process of the cells splitting and the duplication of the DNA a little bit more. But this one was just more about the babies. Next week, I'm going to be talking about sexual intercourse and, heterosexual intercourse, I guess, and how that leads to children. So, stay tuned for that. All right.